In 1980, President Carter issued the first presidential proclamation calling on the American people to remember the contributions of women. In 1981, the U.S. Congress passed a resolution establishing National Women's History Week. The week was chosen to coincide with International Women's Day. By 1987, 14 governors had declared March as Women's History Month, and that same year, Congress and the President followed by declaring March as National Women's History Month. The National Women's History Project has selected Women Taking the Lead to Save Our Planet as the 2009 theme. According to the National Women's History Project website, Rachel Carson, the author of Silent Spring, is the designated iconic model of this year's theme. The 100 honorees selected in 2009 include scientists, engineers, business leaders, writers, filmmakers, conservationists, teachers, community organizers, religious and workplace leaders, and others whose lives show exceptional vision and leadership to save our planet. Nearly 30 years after the establishment of National Women's History Week, United States Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, in a speech celebrating International Women's Day 2009, declared, "As we celebrate the accomplishments and the untapped potential of women around the world, we must remind ourselves that ensuring the rights of women and girls is not only a matter of justice. It is a matter of enhancing global peace, progress, and prosperity for generations to come. When women are afforded their basic rights, they flourish, and so do their children, families, communities, and nations." These words succinctly express the sentiment that led to the original creation of an International Women's Day. If you are interested in learning more about this broad topic, University Libraries has many resources available about women's history and women's issues. Materials found in Bazell's reference collection are a good source for general information and provide overviews of topics as well as bibliographies for finding more in-depth information on a topic. For example, the Oxford Encyclopedia of Women in History is a four-volume inclusive look at women's history. You can also find electronic sources through LORA located on the library's website. Within LORA, use the Search by Subject section to view the resources available for the topic Women's Studies, which includes databases such as Women in Social Movements in the United States and reference materials such as American Women Writers. You can also utilize multiple e-journals, including Business Woman Magazine, Feminist Issues, Gender and History, and Today's Christian Woman. LORA also provides links to scholarly resources on the web, such as the African Women's Database, Association of College and Research Libraries Women's Studies section, Feminist Theory website, and the Women's Studies Database. Visit the library's website at libraries.ou.edu to see what other resources are available about women's history. Both the catalog and the databases in LORA will provide you with access to a whole host of resources related to this multifaceted topic. If you have questions related to your research or our collections, please email us at librarian@ou.edu or call us at 405-325-4142.